Psalm 116. We, if you can recall this far back, I can't. I've had a couple nights of sleep in between, so I can't remember much. But we were doing the B series, and I have a few more messages I really wanted to wrap up, and I didn't want to leave those hanging out there. And I wanted to wrap those up, and so thank you for staying with me. Psalm 116. Tonight, we're going to look at being thankful. Being thankful. The Bible commands us to be thankful. Jump down for sake of time to verse 16, if you will. He says, O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. The psalmist here is, again, writing, but he makes the mention of and the statement, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And you know this, and I know that you know this, but we need to be thankful all the time. It's easy to say and hard to do. And that's why he says it's a sacrifice. It's hard to be thankful. It's hard so often, isn't it, to be grateful? I was just, as I mentioned, Brother Adam had mentioned to me that as saying, in essence, he said, you know, we understand God's at work and he's in control. And he allowed this for a reason. And to come back to understanding and saying, you know, Lord, I don't get it. I don't know why, but I'm thankful. And I trust you in that. You know, I think about old Daniel. They threw him in the lion's den, didn't they? And they didn't throw him in because he was immoral, because he was wicked, because he was against any. They threw him in why? Because he prayed to his God. And they said, you can't pray. You can't serve God. And Daniel said, I'm going to do it anyways. And we know they threw him there in the den and he didn't cry and begin to complain and weep and say, oh God, get me out of here. What did I ever do? No, what did he do? It said he prayed. Once again, prayed. And the king came the next morning and said, oh, Daniel, I've been up all night. I've been worried. Are you okay? And he kind of peeked down in there. I don't know what the situation of the den was and how it was. He peeked in there. Daniel said, I'm fine. I'm fine. But are you bleeding a little bit? He says, no, I'm fine. We had a good night's rest last night. I got to lay on the lion's belly as a good pillow there. And the other lion, he let me prop my feet up on him. And oh, man, I actually named the lions. They're real nice. I got to know them, you know. And you think about that's the man. You think about the man Joseph. He was thrown, and the psalmist puts it, and he says those fetters hurt the feet of Joseph. He was in such, he was arrested and put in prison for such a long time with those handcuffs and those fetters on his feet. It says it hurt his feet. He was physically damaged from it, not only emotionally, you can imagine. But he did not once cry out, oh God, why? Oh God, what did I do to deserve all this? What did he say? I trust the God. And he comes before the king and he says, there is a God in heaven. Daniel comes before the king and says, there is a God in heaven. A man who does not trust God would not say that. He trusted and he was grateful for that. Now, we know this, but giving thanks to God is very important. Very important. The New Testament is peppered throughout with that reminder and that directive of giving thanks. We're to be thankful to God at all times. He says, Paul says in Colossians 4, verse 2, continue in prayer, watching the same with thanksgiving. Watching the same. Those who reject God begin by refusing to glorify Him as God and then refuse to be thankful for all of His benefits. Now that's Romans 1 and 2 again. He says they're not thankful. They deny God. They're ungrateful for who He is. As we said, the man says there, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. He says, no, thank you. I do not believe in Him. I'm ungrateful for what He's done. Isn't it funny how the world will thank other people but God? These athletes, I love watching athletics. I like watching football and baseball. And my wife said the other day, boy, you'll watch anything with a ball. You know, we were watching the other day, some tennis, you know, and she's do-do, 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 back and forth. It keeps going and going. And finally, the guy hit it out of bounds or something. I like that. But at the end of it, what do they do? Oh, I just want to thank my mom. I want to thank my dad. By the way, mom's always first, right? You know, I want to thank my mom, although dad paid for everything, you know. I want to thank mom. I want to thank dad. I want to thank grandma, grandpa. They're going through a whole list of things. I like their current athletes. There's three or four of them in the Olympics just recently. Did you follow some of that? And the first thing they said was, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, I couldn't do this. He gave me all the ability. I give him all the praise. And boy, the press went crazy, didn't they? They hated that. They said, how dare could she say that? How dare could he say that? Da-da-da-da-da. But you think about it, we ought to be thankful, again, to our Lord. We've been wonderfully changed. We've been wonderfully blessed. He says again, as he continues in Colossians chapter 2, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted, built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. It takes a mature Christian to be grateful to God at all times, doesn't it? Oh, I haven't achieved that yet, but we think about, we've got to come back and be thankful. Now, notice with me in this text here, and I promise not to keep you long tonight, this evening, but he says it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. Now, sacrifice costs us something. We know that. Always does, always has, always will. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. When we receive these good things, it is not difficult to give thanks to God, but what about those hard times and bad things? Paul says, in all and at all times and in all things, the thanks. You and I sacrifice all the time to achieve what we want. We'll sacrifice. We'll sacrifice sleep. We'll sacrifice money. We'll sacrifice our physical well-being at times if we can attain something or get something. But we ought to be thankful to him. We don't always understand everything. We were at this preaching conference and we got done and we decided, you know, maybe we should drive a little bit halfway or something. Maybe we should head back early, basically, was the idea, because we wanted to get back a little early and be able to get ready for Sunday. And we got packed up and we went to shut the trunk or the hatch, if you will, of our car. And it wouldn't latch. The latch, for some reason, the mechanism there isn't working. I don't know what happened. And we're shutting it, and it's an automatic door. So you shut it, and then it opens up. And we shut it, and it opens up. And there were some people in the parking lot at the hotel, and they were just standing in their car watching us. You know, and we'd shut it. It'd open up. And we'd look at each other. I'd push the button. It'd shut, and then it'd open up. We couldn't figure it out. You know, I bet they were over there just laughing. They're going, this is great. And we couldn't. And finally, we said, you know what? Hang on a second. You know, we said, okay, let's tie. We could tie my belt to it and pull it. And Belle and Sis were in the back sitting. We said, okay, we shut the door. You pull it and hold it shut. They said, you want us to hold it shut for 4 hours? We're like, okay, wait, that's not a good idea. Okay. But anyways, we came to the conclusion in my spiritual maturity that, you know, maybe God doesn't want us to travel tonight. Maybe he doesn't want us to go. And we thought about it. And then the girls came and they told us too. They said, you know, Daddy, maybe the Lord doesn't want us to travel. Maybe something bad would have happened tonight. Maybe we wouldn't have had a car trouble or gotten a car accident. And, you know, that takes some maturity. But sometimes God is doing those things in our lives so that we will be where we're supposed to be. And he protects and loves us. But do we and are we thankful? What a challenge, isn't that? We're always to be thankful for God in all things. And he says again in Ephesians 5, you know, he says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And he goes on to say these things. And he says later, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, our theme verse and really our theme book for the year of Philippians. But he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. You're letting God know. Lord, you know my needs. You know what I need. You know what I don't need. But Lord, overall, in all of it, thank you. Thank you. Lord, you know that I need this and we need this. But if not, that's okay. We want to thank you anyways. Oh, we need that today, don't we? When God instructs us to be thankful, he says, in everything, for all things. Now, how can we be thankful? Just a few things here this evening. We give God thanks. Now, we begin by thanking God for his goodness. That's what the psalmist says in Psalm 27. He says, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Even in the midst of trials and suffering, his goodness is always there. His goodness is sending his Son to pay for our sins, number one. His goodness is saving us, giving us eternal life, secondly. So we can give him good or thanks for the things that we have. And that's easy to do, isn't it? And we got to thank him. Lord, thank you. Boy, it'll change your attitude and your heart when you're having a bad day or something's difficult or something's not happening. Say, Lord, man, I don't have a lot to say thank you for right now, but Lord, I do thank you for sending your son. I do thank you for thank you, God, for keeping me. And as we sang tonight, tell me the story. Somebody came and told you the story. Somebody was faithful enough to pray for you, for me, to tell us the story of the precious Savior that died for us, right? Remember that God is supervising everything in your life. That's something a lot of people don't know. God is supervising everything that comes and goes in our lives. Everything. The great story told, you know that, of Job. And the adversary came before God. And he said, have you considered my servant Job? And I said before, but that scares me to think that God brings your name up to the adversary. You're so faithful that he brings your name up. Anyways, it shows us a great picture that everything has to come across the desk of God. God says, okay, for Tim, no, he can't handle that right now. But yeah, let's go ahead and let that happen in his life. Let's do that to see where he is. Let's go ahead and let this go on in his family. Let's see if they'll be thankful or they'll get upset or what they'll do. Let's see. And that's what God's doing. He says that. You know Romans 8:28. He says all things work together for good to them that love him. He may correct us. He may bless us. We don't know. But we trust and know that he has everything in control. He may be glorifying Christ through us. Peter makes mention of that. He says in 1 Peter 4, he says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but you rejoice, he says, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Now we know that. So whatever God's allowing in, notice the psalmist says, I will offer to thee. An offering is of your own free will. Remember that. You did not force people. Now, there are certain times when they were forced to give sacrifice and offering. But a free will offering, that's just exactly what it was. It's a free will. You come and say, Lord, I want to give this to you. Nobody prompted you. Nobody pushed you, right? Nobody prodded, none of that. And that's what I encourage people here again. If God lays on your heart to give something, you know, don't sit down and go, well, I guess I'll give. Paul says, don't give grudgingly or out of necessity. God loves a cheerful giver. Give it to God. Say, Lord, I don't know why you put that on my heart to give. Maybe give this or give that, but what do you want me to do? God will confirm it or he'll deny it. He'll say, no, that's just of your own emotional state. Or he'll say, yeah, I want you to do that. I want you to do that. You offer to God a free will offering. He says, notice, I offer to God that sacrifice. It's going to take some great effort. But secondly, let me say this. When we give thanks to God, we must trust him. It focuses our attention on God rather than our circumstances, doesn't it? We say, God, okay, the circumstances happening, the bad things, the difficulties, whatever it is you're going through, all of us have different things we're going through tonight, aren't we? But we say, God, I thank you. Well, what does that do? Number one, it focuses us back on him and off of me. Oh, I love to complain. I love to criticize. I love to, it comes back to me, doesn't it? Well, how come they didn't say hi to me? Well, how come they didn't, you know, ask me? How come no, why didn't you go up and say hi? Why didn't you say? It always comes back to me, doesn't it? Oh, think about that. We fix our eyes on the difficulty, the pain. It can become unbearable. The situation seems hopeless. But thanksgiving, oh, it shifts our focus back to the Lord, reminds us that we're not alone. God is with us. He loves us. We are eternally secure. The Lord is walking us through this step for step. Again, need I remind you of, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. You're not yoked up with another believer. You're yoked up with who? The Lord himself. You're yoked up with that wonderful Savior. And he's given us his Holy Spirit to guide us, that paraclete, that come alongside helper. But he says that, doesn't he? You're yoked up step for step. He'll help us. He'll guide us. He'll direct us. Now, it keeps us aware of his presence. It helps us to live a godly life. Gratitude reminds us of God's presence and motivates us to respond in a godly manner. I like that. Let me say that again. Gratitude reminds us of God's presence and motivates us to respond in a godly manner, doesn't it? You thank somebody, you know that. You acknowledge them. That's what we're doing, acknowledging him. But it reminds us of his presence. I know you're here, Lord. We try to see our pain and trouble from His perspective, and then we rely upon His promises. So, Lord, if You're allowing this into my life, or You're doing this here now, or You've given me this or taken this away, okay, let me see it from Your perspective. There must be something there You're trying to do. Sadly, it takes several times in my own life for me to get that, you know. And you think about that, we ought to be responding much quicker than we have been. And He says here, when we're grateful, that we come back and we say, Lord, I trust You. The psalmist says, I give it to You. And we'll call upon the name of the Lord. That means two things. One, prayer, but also praise. We pray and we praise. Are you praying enough and are you praising Him enough? That's wonderful. Now, let me hasten here and wrap it up. It motivates us to look for His purpose in everything that goes on. Unexpected trials or suffering, they come. They cause us to question God. They maybe think that He's forgotten us. But He has promised to bring good from even our worst experiences. Whether we understand it or not, we can trust Him, thank Him, and ask Him to show us His purpose. I said this a few weeks ago, but just again, the adversary loves to whisper in your ear that you're all alone. He loves to tell you that you can't do it. He loves to tell you that nobody else is going through this trial or problem. No other kid has to put up with the rules at home but you. No other church has to deal with these things but us. No other pastor has to deal with that. No other person, whatever job you have, no other grandmother or grandfather has to deal. No, that's not true. There are many people around us that are going through far, far worse things than we are. Far worse. I know of a missionary friend right now who they are in Central America, but they're meeting, you know where their church is, they're meeting under I can't remember what kind of tree he said it was, but it's a big tree. You know, it's a giant tree. That's their church. You coming to church? Yeah, we're meeting under the old oak tree, you know. Can you imagine Central America, the humidity, the heat, the mosquitoes, I think are about that big. You think about, oh, we laugh at that, but isn't that true? And we sit here in air-conditioned, padded chairs, and we're going, well, I know that's for me. I'm talking about myself. But you think here, notice, it motivates us to look for His purpose in everything that happens. Let me move ahead. I got several more points here. We'll be done. It helps us to submit to His will. Submit to His will. We may not feel grateful to God, but we go ahead and express it verbally anyways. You say, well, that's not coming from a pure heart. That's not right. No, it is. It's troubling. It's hard. It's difficult. But you go ahead and give thanks anyways. You'd be surprised what comes out of your mouth, how it changes your heart. You ever been there? What comes out of your mouth? Lord, thank you. You know, don't say it like that. But Lord, thank you. I don't get it. Thank you. Man, it changes your heart. You go, well, that felt kind of good. That felt kind of good. And we think about this. Now, it helps us submit to His will. Coming back to God, I know and understand what You're doing, and I trust You. Or I don't understand, excuse me, all the time, but I trust You. Eventually, our feelings will begin to match our words. God knows our weakness. He understands what we are and who we are. He wants us to honor Him and praise Him. Let me say next, it keeps us mindful of our dependence on Him. Our dependence on Him. We as human beings have a habit of what? Independence. If you realize we've been brought up in America from about the age of 4 years old, we've been trained not only by mom and dad, but by if you went to school, public school, you've been trained to what? Become independent, haven't you? You fall down, get up, come on. Now when they're babies, you go help them up. But when they fall down at 12 years old, you go, get up. You don't go over, oh, sweetie, come here, you know, so sorry. No, you tell them, get up. Now go feed yourself. Well, I don't know how. No, yes, you do. Mommy, I need help. I need help. Some of you may have no people like that, right? As adults, they even act like that, right, sometimes, and don't say anything. I do. Okay, I do. But you think about this. He says, now, you got to be feeding yourself and growing and all those things. We understand, right, our dependence upon our Lord. We often deny Him, right? We exalt self. We seek for self-sufficiency. This world pushes and promotes self-sufficiency. In reality, we're all dependent on Him for every breath we take. We don't control one heartbeat in our chest, do we? Not one. Not one. Everything is a gift from Him. And again, we may not realize it, but we are powerless to overcome or change. You ever gone through something very traumatic or hard, and you realize in that moment you are absolutely powerless? You go, oh, I cannot do anything. I go, God, help me. Help us. And the biggest phrase in the world, you hear people say it all the time, is three words, isn't it? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I wish they'd realize what they're saying. I wish they'd cry out to the true God and understand their need for Him. But you think about how powerless. We need dependence on Him. And when we come before Him and say, God, thank you. Let me say next, it helps us trust Him. When we don't understand why, God has promised to always be there for us, but He's not promised to always explain things to us. Again, some of the characters I mentioned, but do you think Daniel said, Lord, now, if you'll explain to me why I'm in this den, then I'll trust you. No, not in that moment. He said, oh, Lord, I'm powerless. You know, there's a 500-pound lion staring at me, and I'm powerless. And you think about it, the great saints of the past, everyone's gone through it. Everyone. He's not explained or promised to explain every hardship, every pain, but He has promised to be with us. He has promised to enable us. He has promised to empower us and strengthen us and comfort us and all those great promises, hasn't He? We sometimes want the explanation. Well, if you'll tell me the why, then I'll do it. I'll do it. If you tell me why, then I'll get through it just fine with a smile, Lord. But no, we trust. It makes it impossible for us to rejoice in the midst of our suffering. You think about that. Rejoice evermore. He says, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Makes it possible. We can rejoice in the midst of that. When we're in the will of God, we rejoice. We rejoice. That's why He says rejoice always. How do we do that? We can't do it without thanksgiving. We must rejoice and be grateful. Let me say just lastly here to wrap it up. It replaces our anxiety with His peace. Our anxiety with His peace. Notice not our peace, His peace. God wants to impart in your life His peace, not your own peace. Your own, the world is getting, looking for their own peace. That comes through the bottle, that comes through the pills, that comes through other illicit things that people look for. And they get this peace. And by the way, it's a temporary peace. It's a temporary high, if you will. It's not eternal. With Christianity and the Lord Jesus Christ and your relationship with Him and the Holy Spirit, it's an eternal peace. It's something that's always there. Paul says, let the peace of God rule in your heart, meaning have rule. It controls. I have peace. And you think about it, it replaces the anxiety that we have. And everyone today is fearful of what's around the corner. This world, ungodly people, what are they fearful? What's around the corner? What's coming tomorrow? What if our finances crash? What if, by the way, I believe and I think you believe as well. I hope you do. I pray and I believe Christ is coming soon. I really believe that. You think about some of these things. You go back just 20 years ago, people wondered, how in the world is everyone going to see the two witnesses at the same time? No, that's impossible. And now today something pops up on Facebook. Everybody sees it within about 5 seconds. Oh, did you see what Biden did? Oh, did you? Isn't that true? Everyone thinks, oh, how is that going to happen? How's it? Boy, I think about that today. I truly believe. Now, I know everyone said that across human history, that they believe Christ is coming soon. But I truly believe it. And that ought to rejoice and stir our hearts. But we think about, you don't have to live in anxiety and frustration and fear. We found of Him in peace, He says. His peace fills us. Our anxieties, they crumble. The pain and difficulty may remain, but we are changed inside by the peace of God that passes all understanding. Paul says that, passes understanding. I don't get it. I don't know why. Do you ever feel that way? I feel kind of weird. I'm going through such a difficulty, but I have peace. You know, you feel, that's not right. You know, maybe I should be making a little bit of a ruckus or acting like I'm sad or, you know, you just feel weird. But God says, I've given you that peace. Thanksgiving energizes us physically, emotionally, spiritually. Pain, trouble, disappointment may drain us, but focus on Him, thanking Him. It revitalizes us, and we know that. Now, let me close out. He says, I'll offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I'll call upon the name of the Lord. I'll pay my vows unto the Lord now. Notice now, in the presence of all His people. You know, we have limited time. He says, I'll go ahead and say it now. I'll go ahead and be thankful in the midst of His people now. Right? That's part of why God desires for us to be thankful in all things. Why? Being a testimony. And boy, if he can do it, if what he's gone through, what he's dealing with, and by the way, not everybody, I think the people that go through big public type of difficulties and tragedies, they get all the attention. And that's rightfully so. But what about us? What about you folks? You go through daily trials that nobody knows about, right? You go through the difficulties, maybe family problems or relational problems or financial or the things you have to put up with at work and the temptations and the people around you. I don't know. Those are some of the things never talked about, right? But you and I can be thankful. Oh, can I encourage you with this? We've got to spend time, and oh, I'm preaching to myself. We've got to spend time in the book more than we have been. We've got to spend time around him and with him. And the more you're with somebody, the more you can naturally become like them, right? Right? Birds of a feather flock together, right? It rubs off sometimes, and you think about, but you spend time with the Lord, spend time with him, get alone with him, seek him, be close to him. And you will find that when other people come and this adversary in this world try and come and bully you and push you around and kick you while you're down, you just point to the Lord and Savior. Say, he's got my back. I'm close to him. I'm close to him. And he knows me. And he'll take care of me and help me. I know you're thankful tonight, but I thought that'd be a good encouragement. I pray it is to you. I know it was to me. As this psalmist said, listen, I will offer to God that sacrifice. It'll be hard to do, but we can be thankful. Thankful to him, trusting him in all things. Amen? All right. Thank you for coming tonight. Sure appreciate your faithfulness. And again, stay a little bit, fellowship. And Lord willing, we'll see you here on Wednesday evening. All right? Let's pray. Lord, thank you again. We praise and thank you. And oh, Father, it's so seemingly easy to preach and say to be thankful. But Lord, we know that the difficulties will come this week. They'll come next week and the week after that, and on and on. And we must, Lord, come back to you and realize that we have all that we need in you. You're allowing something possibly to humble us, to realign us, to position us, to receive greater blessings maybe. And we may not understand it, but Lord, we do pray that you'd help us. Fill us with your Spirit, guide us and direct us this week especially. Strengthen us to keep our testimony, to walk in the Spirit, and also, Lord, to seek the lost as you've commanded. We love and thank you for, again, this church. We don't take it for granted. We're so ecstatic. We're so excited. We're just so thankful, God, and we're grateful to you. In Jesus' precious holy name again, and amen.